Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the sixth Sunday of Easter, 2024. You know, our modern world is filled with fear it defines as terrible. It's caused by the belief that someone or something will inflict pain. But there's an archaic fear that counters such dread with reverence, as in the love and fear of God. A psychologist could have a field day with those distinctions, and one did recently, using the Holy Family as her reference. How did they deal with fear of this scary world? She contemplated this as she dreaded an upcoming Christmas concert she and the small choir with whom she sings were to perform. "I didn't feel we knew the music," she says, "and the concert clashed with another event in the same small village. It was all going to be awful. Then I joined a contemplation session online. The theme was Mary and Joseph and their journey to Bethlehem, and we were invited to imagine how Mary might have felt, heavily pregnant, incredibly uncomfortable, wondering whether she would find somewhere safe to give birth. I found my perspective changing, how my feelings about the choir were driven by fear. And I suddenly had the sense of a choice to view and experience the world through a fear lens or through a love lens, characterized by trust and compassion. It was as if my fear had been swept away, and I was surprised that such a well-worn story could have such an impact on me." The Holy Family's combined sense of mission, encapsulated in reverence for the one whose mission they shared, saw them through. The psychologist, as part of a choir, became part of a Holy Family with no doctoral titles separating them. Their group was as united in mission as the Holy Family. In this Sunday's first reading, Peter meets a centurion who learns the same lessons about fear. It's from Acts chapter 10. This centurion is described as a God-fearing man who gave alms to the Jewish people and prayed to God constantly. As this Cornelius meets Peter, we can see his fear makes him feel both intimidation and devotion as he falls at Peter's feet. Peter comforts him by introducing the fear that unites them as much as their shared humanity does. "Get up, I myself am a human being. For in truth I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him," Peter says. Acting uprightly is an act of love that comes out of reverence for the love God represents in each of us. In our second reading, John counsels us to love one another because love is of God, and fear of God conquers fear of this world. "No one has ever seen God," he writes. "Yet, if we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection in us. Perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment, and so one who fears is not yet perfect in love." That's from 1 John chapter 4. Perfect, fearless love of God is available through outreach to each other. It removes the fear of isolation caused by the dividers this world places between us. Sunday's gospel reading goes to John's source for this lesson, Jesus. "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends," the Master teaches. "You are my friends if you do what I command you. This I command you, love one another." That's John 15. The singing psychologist referenced earlier learned to abandon our modern world's definition of fear and embrace the archaic fear of God that leads to fearless love. Live long enough in this world, and we also find the wisdom that puts that kind of perfect love into words. As we get older, shedding fears of failure and imperfections, we can find safety and greater tolerance of our failings and those of others, she concludes. Walking alongside our fears, we reduce the impact they had on us. Engaging with contemplation and my fellow travelers has shown me that I can find safety in the most surprising places, and that love, trust, and courage are just there, waiting to be discovered. Encompassed, I might add, in our beautifully archaic fear of God. for the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio. This is Tom Andell.